Because when we win, we forget that there are a lot of people who are losing. And those who are losing, they are analyzing. They're trying to find out the reasons for their loss, the mistakes. And if we do nothing, if we rest on our laurels, they'll come back after us next time. And I was on top of the world of chess for 20 years because I was very good, even relentless, in challenging my own success.
And did you go over all your games?
Absolutely.
The ones you succeeded and the ones you failed?
Absolutely, yeah. Because even the game we won always contained mistakes, inaccuracies. It's inevitable. I can hardly imagine one brilliant game with no mistakes, which means that
Both sides.
Yeah, on both sides.
But the trick is noticing when the other guy makes a mistake.
Absolutely, yeah. If we won, most likely is because our opponent made the last mistake. But he made the last mistake and he's definitely analyzing the game and he'll find what we did wrong in the previous stage of the game. So what is important is to find it first. And to make sure that next time when he's trying to actually surprise us with something, we'll be one step ahead.
Why does it seem to annoy you when people ask you how many moves you can see ahead during a chess game?
Because there is no answer. Because the length of my ability to calculate the length of the variation I can see depends very much on the character of the position. There are certain positions when you don't have to calculate. You just could see one, two, three moves ahead. And sometimes you have to make sure that you try to calculate 10 moves ahead.
And you're also assuming that your opponent plays the game the same way you play it otherwise.
Yeah, but that's a very important observation because very often we are not playing just our game. We're trying to play the game for both sides. And maybe opponent even doesn't suspect about it.